Hare Krishna, dear children and families. Tonight is story 002, The Wedding and the Heavenly Voice. Last time, Mother Earth prayed as a gentle cow, and within Brahma's heart came the Lord's promise to appear as the son of Vasudeva. Hope returned to the earth. Now we come to Mathura on a wedding day filled with flowers, music, and sudden surprise. Princess Devaki married noble Vasudeva amid banners, garlands, and joyful songs. Families offered blessings beneath arches of marigolds and lotuses. The palace smelled of cardamom and sweets, and children laughed as dancers twirled. After the vows, Kamsa, Devaki's brother and son of King Ugrasena, drove their royal chariot through cheering streets. Petals fell like soft rain, and the city glowed with celebration. Near the city walls, the air grew still. A deep voice thundered from the sky. The eighth child of Devaki would be the cause of Kamsa's death. Fear seized Kamsa at once, and he reached for his sword. Vasudeva stood protectively before Devaki. In paraphrase, he asked Kamsa not to harm his sister on their wedding day, reminding him that the warning spoke of a future eighth child, not of Devaki herself. Still trembling, Kamsa worried about what might come later. Then Vasudeva made a solemn promise. In paraphrase, he vowed to bring every child born to them and asked Kamsa to trust his truthfulness and spare Devaki. After a heavy silence, Kamsa lowered his sword. The chariot moved on, quieter than before. Some people whispered prayers of thanks into the night. Devaki held Vasudeva's hand with gratitude, and together they prayed for courage, trusting Krishna's plan. Wedding lamps still glowed, yet the prophecy rested in their hearts. Beyond the palace walls, Mathura wondered about the future, speaking of the heavenly voice and of Vasudeva's calm courage. Soft evening lamps glowed along Mathura's lanes as the chariot rolled on. Families whispered about the voice from the sky and about Vasudeva's courage. Remember tonight's pastime with a calm and grateful heart. Offer one kind thought to Krishna before you sleep. Tonight's story shows us that truthfulness and calm courage can protect those we love, even when fear arrives suddenly. 5 lessons for tonight. 1. Celebrate family with gratitude and respect. 2. Listen carefully when a serious warning arrives. 3. Truthfulness can protect those we love. 4. Courage means staying calm when fear rises suddenly. 5. Trust Krishna's plan, even when the next step is unclear. Dear Lord Krishna, thank you for Vasudeva's protective honesty. Please give our family calm hearts when sudden fears appear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. May your gentle presence stay with us through the night and bring peaceful dreams. Good night, dear Lord Krishna. Next time, Story 003, Vasudeva keeps his word. When Devaki's first son, Kirtiman, is born, Vasudeva must keep his difficult promise and bring the baby to Kamsa, whose fear of the eighth child still shapes every choice.